super nervous. Okay, I'm gonna pray because I'm really nervous. Dear God, thank you for the good day. Please help my thoughts. Help me to get out what I want to, and amen. I apologize in advance if this is all over the place and makes no sense. But the topic is, how can I have a better prayer life? And I'm going to read a scripture first. Philippians 4 and 6 says, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. That's in the New Living Translation. I'm going to be completely honest. This is something that I struggle with a lot, my personal prayer life, for various reasons. I procrastinate a lot, so then if I don't want to do it then, I'll wait and I might not ever get to it that day. I love music, so almost any time I'm in my room, I'm listening to music. And I don't want to pray and listen to music at the same time because that's just distracting. But I don't want to stop listening to music, so then I'll just keep the music playing and I'll wait to do that. Or I'll sit down on my phone and an hour will go by. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I've been on my phone for an hour. So even though we might struggle with our prayer life, it's still important to keep it maintained and consistent. Sister Cummings in August camp meeting, she came and spoke about her calling. And I remember, like, the one thing that stuck out was, if you don't pray every day, you're not going to be saved. That was, like, the one thing I got out of her message. So how can you make your prayer life more consistent? 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 says to pray without ceasing. And Romans 12 and 12 says to pray at all times. That's the Children's Bible. And so the scriptures, they tell us to never stop praying. And some ways our prayers can be consistent. Praying at least once a day. I talked to Sister Sherry actually about this topic. Is it 45 days? I think it was 45 days. It takes 45 days to build a habit. So praying at least once a day over time, at least 45 days, it will become more consistent. I pray in the morning, sometimes getting ready for school, as I'm going to bed. I get Bible app reminders, which most of you guys probably do too, but even if I don't stop at that moment and pray, it still reminds me I need to pray. I also pray a lot in my head, so like while I'm at school, I'll just pray in my head. Friday night, me and Hannah had a little situation. We were at the football game, and we won. So, you know, we're all excited. The whole student section just runs to the field, and we're about to do the alma mater, and Hannah said, I lost my car keys. So, to make it very long story short, we spent about 30 minutes after the game looking for her car keys, and we checked concessions, the press box. We checked, asking everybody, we could not find her car keys. And so, I told her I would check the field, actual field, one more time. And everyone's leaving at this point. We're like the only ones walking on the field. And she pulls this guy over that was running laps around the football field. He's like, can you help us look for these keys? And he ended up finding them. And I say that to say, me and Hannah were both praying in our head. I was praying in my head, Hannah's praying in her head. We didn't kneel down in the middle of the field and pray. You know, we could have, we didn't, but we prayed in our head. And I have learned that a lot of my prayers are answered too in the head. So prayers in your head can be just as effective as in person or verbally. So it can also be really hard to remember who and what to pray for because we have such a big church. One of the questions asked how I remember who or what to pray for, I like to visualize the church when I'm praying. So like, okay, this person, but this person in their section also needs help. So I just visualize the whole church. That kind of helps me. What's the purpose of prayer when God already knows what you need? It gives you a deeper personal relationship with God, first off. And for me personally, it gives me a lot of peace when I pray about something. If something's bothering me and I pray about it, it makes me feel better because I know God knows about it now. I told him about it and he's going to work it out. So it gives me peace. It takes a load off of my mind. When I skip praying, that is almost my first thought when I wake up. Like, oh, I didn't pray last night, or did I pray last night? Then I start feeling bad, start dreading it, and then eventually that fear of, am I eventually going to be saved anymore, starts to work. And this wasn't a question that I had, but it was just an extra thought that I had. Sometimes it feels like our prayers aren't being answered, but He always answers. He either answers saying yes, no, or not yet. And I've testified about this, I'm sure you guys know about it, but about 3 years ago, prayed for my hearing to get better, and improved a little bit, but not really, didn't rule out the hearing aid situation. So I thought it was just something that I would have to accept. That prayer was just now answered this year, and I prayed it like 3 years ago. So God still answers a prayer, but He answers it according to His timing. So it's important to keep praying, and in His time He'll answer in His way. So the three main things I want you to get is, struggling with your prayer life is not uncommon. I think everybody at some point struggles with their prayer life. So if you're struggling, it's okay, and you can get the help you need. Number two, it's important to say at least one prayer a day throughout the day. And when you don't want to, if you just start out with your day with a prayer, eventually it will be more consistent and better. And three, God always answers prayer.
Our next speaker is Sister Perseus Decker.
Heavenly Father, we thank You for this good day. Thank You for all that You're protecting us throughout this day. We pray that You would help me with these thoughts that I've written down. And I'm very nervous, so please help me.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. Yes. So I didn't write exactly about myself. I've written about, like, everybody, so yeah, please pray for me. If you would turn to Philippians 4 and 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So this is my intro. Prayer is how we can communicate to God. It's like talking to your best friend. God gives us good thoughts, songs, scriptures, and so many things in our mind that we can think about. When we are down, praying is how we can ask Him to help us through it. When we are sick or injured, we can ask God to help to heal us, or give us the grace to go through it. Here are five things we should know about in our prayer life. How to keep our prayer life consistent, how to keep our thoughts from wandering, how we can remember who or what to pray for, what the purpose of praying is, even though God already knows our needs and wants, and what happens when we skip prayer. What makes prayer life consistent? Praying every day is how we can have a consistent prayer life. One of the many children's songs being sung on the steps every Wednesday has these lyrics: read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll have more power.
Yes.
This is how we keep our prayer life consistent. Every day brings new challenges or things to consider. Every day may also bring sicknesses, injuries, either minor or severe, or even bad weather or power outages. When you don't know what to pray about each day, think about what is happening or what just happened. Did your computer stop working? Have you lost something that is very important to you? Have you gotten sick? Are your grades failing? These questions and many more can be things you can pray about each day. Here are some examples for what we should pray about. So, this past Thursday, me and my mom were going home from OSSB. It was a 45-minute drive. And we almost got into an accident in our new van. But God protected us, even though, you know, it was just something we should pray for. Without His protection, where would we be today? A few years ago, we were running out of food, but couldn't afford the money to go to the grocery store. So one day, during a graduation party, we were going home, because that's sometimes, we don't always stay during the whole time. We were going home and in our car, and we found Mom crying. And I didn't know what was wrong until, like, we learned that there was food in the dad's wagon, in the shed that was uphill from where our house was, like, near our house. And there was, like, a note that came that gave us encouragement. And at the end, it was, like, it told us to open the shed. And I don't even know who it was that bought us food. I still believe, though, that God visited us somehow and got us food. It's, like, we don't even know who it was. We didn't even, like, there was no car, I guess, or anything. We just, it's, like, God... I imagine it as God taking His heavenly truck or van with some gospel music and going to the store and getting our food without even paying the money for it. And that's why it is important that we not only thank God that we have food, but continue praying that we still do have food. And then a lot of times when I'm playing the piano at church, I can get pretty nervous. Either because I didn't practice, or maybe there's a song I don't know. Me and my dad make sure that we pray that I don't make any mistakes, or that it's to the glory of God and not to myself. And those are just a few things, a few examples of what we can pray for every day.
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 5:7 says that we should pray without ceasing. When we pray every day, we are showing God that we really do love Him. Praying to Him is like talking to a very close friend every day. It's like talking to Him, you know, like whoever it is, because He understands what we go through each day. How to keep our thoughts from wandering? Now, there is definitely a lot of distractions as we go throughout the day. Like, there's technologies, internet, and we can get really distracted by the internet. You know, we could end up playing on our phones for more than we should, and I struggle with this too. And we should keep every device off, or close off everything that might give us notifications, don't have to get so distracted. One thing that I'm sure may not be possible in some cases, but can be for others. Going into a quiet place. In the daytime, it can be hard to find a quiet place, especially in a house with so many kids. I didn't write this down, but also in the morning, you may not feel like it, but sometimes in the morning it's appropriate time to, you know, pray and read the Bible, because there's a better chance you can focus better. For example, like in the daytime, sometimes there's a lot of noises in my house, and there's like sometimes my brothers like to play the piano, and they sometimes might play too loud, or sometimes just banging it. But sometimes the best place to go can be in a closet or outside, and this can help you help focus on praying, so that way you're not like so that your thoughts are not thinking about what's going on outside of the room, you know. Sure. How we can remember who we can pray for. Not all of us can memorize every single prayer request that is shared with us, either by the prayer request on in church every day or through chat groups. So we can find anything we can write on and write all the prayer requests that we can pray for and either put it on the wall if possible. So that way we can know who to pray for without having to have to memorize everything. Like, you can use a prayer journal, piece of paper, maybe a chalkboard if you have any, or any other writing surface. The purpose of praying, even when God knows our needs and wants. This is a question I'm not sure if people may wonder about that, but God wants us to ask or tell him what we need or want, because he wants to hear us.
That's right.
He wants to hear from us. Kind of like our best friends. They may not know exactly what we want or need, so they want us to, you know, tell them about it. Like you're going out to eat, you're going to a mall and you with your mom, and you want to tell them about it, you know? Like, I'm sure you want to be like, hey, I'm going to the mall, I'm going out to eat, you know? Because our friend wants to hear from you. That's how God is. He's a spiritual friend that you can't physically see, but you can feel it from in your heart.
Yes.
What happens when you skip prayer? Imagine that you have been talking to your friend, best friend, and then, like, for about a year or ever since you met him, and then you just decide not to talk to that friend. Maybe you're not busy, or you're just not wanting to. Like, you know, either by texting, calling, emailing, or even face-to-face. Your friend might wonder why, and that friend might be like, hey, what's going on, you know? That's what will happen when we skip praying, because it's like talking to God. Because we will get weak in our faith and our experience with God, eventually backsliding. God wants us to continue talking to him. You can talk to him about anything, like any good things that you want to talk to him about, like what you want to do today, or, you know, like the like things you want to do. He can help you with, like, whatever instrument you want to play.
Right.
Ask him for advice. You can help finding something you lost, like Carla mentioned about Hannah, you know, earlier.
Right.
God is able to do anything you ask him to do. One song says that God can do anything but fail.
Yes.
So we should not skip praying. Final thoughts. Take note on all of these things that that are essential in your prayer life. Talk to God for anything. Nothing's too difficult for God, a song says, tells us. And then the final scripture is... lost my spot here. I completely lost the slide. But yeah, that's what we should do for praying. You know, like, he's like, it's like talking to a friend, and he knows what is best for us.
That's right.
And that's all I have.
Amen.
Very good thoughts by both of them. I was thinking, if any of you have younger siblings, a good chunk of you do, the little ones, they tend to pray for everything and anything, and they always want to pray. Sit at the dinner table, I pray. Okay, go ahead and pray. And they'll pray for everything. I mean, every little cut, every boo-boo, everything. And it's a reminder, it's a good reminder to us that it's okay to trust in everything, every little situation. If it matters to you, it matters to the master. Every little cut, every other little bruise, if it's bothering you, God wants to know about it, and he can help you with it.